Joining us now is ABC science reporter Belinda Smith. But before we get into the science, Belle, hello.
Hi.
Let's get to the bottom of the brain teaser. And here it is. It was a tricky one. Your job is to transport 3,000 apples from Appleland, 1,000 kilometres up the road to Bananaville. Your truck holds 1,000 apples, max, but you must pay a toll of one apple for each kilometre you drive to Bananaville. There's no toll on the way back. What's the most apples you can deliver to Bananaville? And there is a hint that you can leave apples on the side of the road to pick up later. Belle, help me.
Well, I'll do my very best. So leaving apples by the side of the road is key because if you pop 1,000 apples into your truck, drive 1,000 k's to Bananaville, you've lost all your apples in the toll.
Yeah.
It's a particularly brutal toll too, by the way. So what you do is you load up 1,000 apples and then you drive a little bit of the way. So some people said 500 apples is what you might end up with in Bananaville if you sort of go back and forth and transport apples that way. But there is a way to get more apples to Bananaville. Bananaville's desperate for apples, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So 1,000 apples in your truck. You drive a third of the way, so 333 kilometres. You pay 333 apples, but then you put 667 apples by the side of the road. Everyone's very trusting here. No one's going to steal them.
Mm.
Head back to Appleland and do the same with the remaining 2,000. So now you've got 2,001 apples by the side of the road, 333 kilometres into your trip. Now, load up your truck with another 1,000 apples and drive 500 kilometres towards Bananaville. Of course, you have to pay 500 apples, but then you've still got 500 apples left. Pop them by the side of the road and go back and do the same with the other 1,000. Well, it's 1,001, but you can just eat that spare apple, that's fine, because your truck won't hold more than 1,000. So then now you're 833 kilometres on the way to Bananaville and you've got 1,000 apples by the side of the road. That's 333 plus 500. And all you have to do then is take that 1,000 apples and drive the remaining 167 kilometres to Bananaville, pay 167 apples, but then you're left with 833 apples. And so that's the maximum number that you can deliver out of that original pot of 3,000. A lot of carbon miles associated with these apples.
These are pricey apples, can I say.
Oh, with the price of petrol as well.
Oh, I know. This is worse than lettuce.
So
this is Applegate now. Okay, and congratulations to those who got it right and to those who didn't, commiserations. Okay, let's get to the science news of the week. Biologists today are reporting a bacterium that seems to break all the rules. For one, it's gigantic, 5,000 times bigger than most other bacteria. And one of the scientists said it would be like a human encountering another human as tall as Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Why is it a thing? Why is this thing so huge? And what else about it has got scientists scratching their heads?
Well, this thing is, it is really massive. I mean, not to us, but it looks like kind of like a fine white hair. They grow to about 1 or 2 centimetres long. So it's kind of like a noodle. And you can see them without a microscope. So that's quite astounding for a bacterium. And I mean, this is reflected in its name. Its name's Thiomargarita magnifica, which is lovely. And, you know, you think of bacteria perhaps as like kind of blobby, tiny little objects as kind of like a bag of soup. But something else that old magnifica over here is pretty special about is it's inside it, it's a bit more organised than other bacteria. So other
organised bacteria.
Oh, like yeah, a little bit more organised. So normal bacteria, like a bag of soup, everything's floating around in the juicy bits, including its DNA. It's just kind of like strands, like noodles in the soup. But Magnifica has packaged away its genome in these little sachets that run all the way up and down its length. And that's a quality that we see in more complex life, like the cells that make up our body. So this interesting bacterium kind of blurs the line between bacteria and more complex systems like us.
And could there be more?
Oh, probably. Highly likely. This thing was discovered by accident when a biologist picked up some water from a mangrove swamp in Guadeloupe and just saw these things and thought, wow, they're interesting. Put them under the microscope and it was like nothing anyone had ever seen before. So, yeah, there's probably more megabacteria out there. We just got to find them.
Wow. That's incredible. Belle, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome, PK.
ABC science reporter Belinda Smith. And for more on the latest science and technology news, be sure to check out the science section of the ABC News website.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.